about John, about the children and the cop children. Well, and I, you know, like somebody from the staff, one of those people invited to talk about his mother, and I said, no, there aren't going to be any outside.
No, sir.
Because if you start with one, we're dead. We can't turn down John Shaheen, who's the premier of Nova Scotia, and let somebody's mother. You know,
no mothers. No mothers in common.
No mothers and no children.
No girlfriends. Right? Would you agree? They can bring their husbands. In other words, any member of the administration that is invited can bring his or her.
I don't think
there
are any single men.
Huh?
I don't even think there are any single men. I think I'm the only one to put on the list who's single.
Well, I mean, is that what it is, though? If there are any single men, they are not to bring any body up. Because the moment you start, you bring them, and no mothers.
Yeah, well, I think that's a good rule, because then we have a perfect answer.
And then on the other, church systems, they start to have them when they can. They can start coming.
Yeah, because there are too many people in town.
It's just too bad that we just...
And the same ones always get the same. You know, the ones who have get too much treatment, so they have to not
push that out. Like, I love John Shaheen, and I know that I'd like to have his...
He understood perfectly. I explained it to him.
You explained that it was the government people only were coming to this, right?
And I told him also that we had hundreds of calls, and that you'd like to have everybody in, but as he well knows, 300 is the top. And the only way we could do it was to make it for the new administration. And that I said...
But there will be another time.
Because one time we had one person in and not another, we have 35,000 people we've heard. So, yes, he understood perfectly.
Whenever you're talking about in the future, you can say, for example, the president isn't even inviting his brothers.
Right, because you're not having any of the Nixons arrive, because they're coming in the afternoon.
Right. That's a very good thing to say. Not, we are not having any of the in-laws, you know, only the immediate family. As far as the family is concerned, the immediate family.
And I think you're right. At least I think I heard that that's what you're telling him on the hill for that luncheon. Only your immediate family, Pat and Joyce and Julie and
Cousin.
Because before they were all there, and I think that maybe was too big.
It's too big. It's too big.
And also the Congress should get the attention.
And then the Congress, everybody they want.
And those people have all been now, to three of them.
They've been to them, and let them go right back down to the... And this is their fourth inauguration. Sure. Forget it.
And they've had front row, as you said, seats and everything each time.
I don't know who's working. It's Ned Sullivan working on it.
And he has buses arranged and cars arranged, and they'll have box lunches.
Well, be sure to put his hand down in a big car.
Now, they all have the same size car.
That was the bitch in Miami.
We don't have any catalog of those things. Those are rented in this town.
My point is that
they should have the same size car, Pat's brother. They all should have the same size.
I just can't say, I don't know what I heard it from, but that she was angry. Did you tell me that? Because they had a bigger car.
I heard somebody tell you that.
Because she didn't, they have a bigger car, they didn't have a car at the convention. What in the name of God? I mean, why should they have a car at all? You know what I mean?
They're lucky to have a car. That's right.
Not really.
The thing is that Ed and his family should have one, the same size car as Don and his family. And so should the Ryans. They should all have the same thing. And that's what Ed's trying to do, make it all equal. And he's also trying to avoid having Don step in. And like, I know you know what happened last time with that girl. Was it come and he's got it so that it's all coached. There are no, so there'll be no fighting between who got the best seat.
All coached. Right.
And it's cheaper, you know, when you have enough people to have chartered planes. Much cheaper, and it's a good rate for them. Now he's working hard on it.
Thank you. Italian apartment. And I didn't want to get into any. Thing with him. I said, well, I said, why not? I'm interested in it. I didn't put it that way, but I
know there's a campaign there of some kind, because John Kendall called the other day,
yeah,
saying that
we got to do something about that.
He said, what? He was disturbed that we weren't appointing Stanton chairman of the Red Cross, which, remember that came up. That
well, no, that. Why did we appoint CPS to head of the Red Cross?
Well, that's exactly the point. But Kendall's argument is, well, Stanton supported the president in the campaign, and, was outspokenly in favor of this election and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, have either you or he looked at his interests in the campaign?
Well, maybe he's not so that he doesn't control everybody else in the campaign.
But apparently he is good on that board. I have.
Yes, I mean, everybody says he is.
His judgment or his talking about that.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Shakespeare said you ought to take served his term and had enough, That you ought to make a change.
Well, you better talk to Shakespeare again.
Okay.
Let me put it this way.
What we were going to do.
I haven't given O'Neill, I remember you told me.
The first of all, the Democrat.
Let me say that O'Neill's the only point about it is I couldn't care less if I'm never going to see the board again anyway. That board is done, and that just like TL, I'm going to have it all done through, they're going to have to have the property safe department from now on.
Well, from a political viewpoint, the signal was going to be you let Frank Stanton, an anti-Nixon, basically, Republican, off the board. And you put on Leonard Wrench, a pro-Nixon Democrat, who is the head of Cox Broadcasting, who ordered their entire apparatus to endorse you and went balls out for you all the way. And that is
from the South.
And Wrench is an interesting signal because he was Kennedy's television man.
Right.
So he's got all kinds of interesting Democrat ties, but is a Nixon man now, and is Connally's guy. And so the plan was to replace Stanton with Wrench, and then the next vacancy that comes up would go to O'Neill of the Daily News, who went on the trip with
Stanton for his origin.
Yeah.
Well,
and it's
I want hope. Hope is, not politics, it's about the most naive person there is, because it's so easy to take.
Well, he's so nice. He's
got to dislike anybody.
And Stanton probably unsubstantively probably is. He's a brilliant guy, and he also, as you well know, dazzles people of the whole Lewis type.
Stanton's a great ground nosser.
That's right.
Great ground nosser. And understand, I have nothing personal against him. I don't mind him one damn bit. And I'm sure that he did say that he was for us. I'm sure, on the other hand, that his network.
Nobody out in the country believes that Frank Stanton was for you, or that CBS.
Yeah, nobody gets to the
and
top
they don't
of
know Frank
any
Stanton.
Network like that without having really been able to...
Well, the worst thing is, or if you ever get one, the funniest, the worst network is CBS. And we raised hell with them all the way through.
It makes us look a little ridiculous.
It makes sense.
I think
they do. And I think it makes us look like pansies.
And that's the problem with the Red Cross, and that's I've got to explain to Kendall that
it's somebody that's for us.
Well, see, Roland Harriman put the heat on Kendall. I don't think Kendall really cares.
Roland Harriman, 90 years old.
Harriman wanted to put Stanton on. Stanton's retired.
Glenn Hall was too old for that, isn't it?
Red Cross.
Glenn? Yeah.
Well, we did.
The Glenn Hall mentioned.
I love it. Cliff do the ring at all?
Why is he too old for it?
He's not any old. He's not as old as Harris.
Why not? Why don't we give it? Why don't we have Folger do it? Now, you understand? Folger is old. He is. How is he? Is he anyway?
It doesn't matter. It's chairman of the board of the Red Cross. There's a president of the Red Cross who runs it, who's the full-time paid guy.
He's been on it before. He knows what it's like. His son is active, somewhere.
Try it again. Now, we wanted to do something for over 100 years. Why not?
It's a highly prestigious position. Give it to Frank Stanton after CBS sliced you the ribbons for 3 months.
Do I make the appointment?
He's appointed by the President of the United States. The problem is he's recommended by the board. What happened is that the chairman of the nominating
committee... Somebody would get me in my blind side and I'd have gotten it.
The chairman of the nominating committee is Saul Linowitz, who's also no friend.
Linowitz? Yeah. He's against us.
Well,
he's not a friend.
of the Red Cross, because Roland Harriman is stepping down finally. And he said, we would like to know if there would be an objection, or if it would be met with disfavor if Frank Stanton were to be suggested, because that would be this unanimous feeling of the Board of Governors. We've just put him on the Board of Governors. And Richardson said, let me check. Richardson called and talked to Chuck, and Chuck talked to you, and got back to Elliot and said it would not be received favorably. it would not be a welcome suggestion or something like that. And Elliot said, I understand. He called Linowitz back and said it would not be welcome. And Linowitz said, gee, I'm glad I checked with you, and I appreciate that advice. We'll come up with some other names. Then the next thing I hear is from Kendall calling, saying, Roland Harriman has called him. No, Frank Stanton has called him.
Sure.
And said Roland Harriman had called Stanton, saying the president would appoint him to the chairmanship of the Red Cross, and that, you know, he wanted to know if that was a problem, because he would like to be chairman or something.
They
so it's the vote gathering together.
But I
wonder if it isn't if Stanton is moving around, trying to get his way, and he's working on you know, Keogh and Ho, who are both nice guys who he had, working on the other side on Don Kendall.
Who basically cannot be had.
Usually can. But he had come around on a different way and said, well, I'm all set now. And just get these things worked out. Got them worked out, and then Brownell said, don't give him anything.
Brownell's a bad guy. What about that Whitney? Did he give the one who wanted the ambassadorship to Spain?
Oh, the old Whitney? I don't know.
You know, he's rejuvenated himself. I think he must have gone through it and gotten those cells they give him. He looks absolutely marvelous. He looks 20 years younger. Well, maybe.
Sands took Jack Dreyfus' pills all through the campaign and said it's what saved him.
Really?
And he said, you know,
Dreyfus.
Oh, you know Dreyfus.
Delanne.
Yeah.
Well, Delanne is for epilepsy.
No, but it's also
Dreyfus thinks it cures everything.
No, and he's getting somewhere with it.
He dropped the
support.
He dropped the
bomb.
He walked you
I think that now from
I think
this
firing
McCarthy, sitting in this office, you
I think this firing McCarthy was right in terms of
the situation
he
created.
He cannot have a general say that Thomas House is president, but I think
he created the
wrong situation. To take MacArthur's advice is wrong. MacArthur was right in saying bomb across the island. That was the time to finish the goddamn left when the communists saw him, but he didn't do it.
But the president, given the situation where the president's wrong and the general's right,
you can still
have to do long.
What Truman did was
like a couple of times
to get this of America. You can, even when the president is wrong, you cannot have this one.
They should tell you what they think. After it's decided, they've got to be on
that's
your side.
That's right.
Well, they ought to come in and try to walk you up a little instead of just whining.
I wish we could try some of our senators and congressmen for Jesus.
Don't worry about that.
I really do. Someday we will write him up a
story. The story will be told real soon. Let me say that with regard to the family thing, people that have been previous campaigns. There's a crap for example about
somebody
better
really strong who has all the time they can to spend to run.
Yeah, he said that before.
He agreed with what you said, like that there should be foundations and it should be from the first grade on up, and now there's no doubt about who's going to be president in July of 76, and it should be really done beautifully, but it is a job that will require constant time of some bright man.
Yes, the executive director has got to be a damn genius.
Well, he even says that David Mahoney is too busy running an enormous corporation.
Mahoney is
capable.
Mahoney could do it if he had the time. He works for an art assignment. It was assignment agreed. Now he was going to get to it.
Well, plus he's on a fast track. He's, whether Simon's the son of the mirror or not, actually Simon doesn't have much to do with it anymore.
Dave is a very ambitious man.
He's driving himself, and this is his chance to come through, which he's doing. And
why is his company?
County Drive. North Simon Company.
They have Canada Drive.
We wish him the best, Sonny. We wish him the best, but he ought to get out of this thing. And we ought to put somebody in this thing. I wish a guy, for example, that could do it is a Don Kendall.
Yep.
Don Kendall has the drive. I don't know if he has the time.
Well, he'd almost have to leave the company to do it.
That's right. This is the thing that occurred to the president.
But you see, the point is, Rose, about Kendall, as distinguished from Sayo, and I use his own in this example as a clip forger. Kendall has enormous drive and competitive instinct. He just wouldn't sit on the pile.
Well, and he's organized, and he'd make the people under him.
I'll tell you, it would be a hell of a guy to do it, and you can't put him in, but if we find a guy like it, that's the answer. It is Frank Stanton. It's a guy like that,
right,
who is now just retired and has full
time. There wouldn't be as much problem with a Frank Stanton going into that nonpartisan. This has to be nonpartisan.
Personal program to sink the program.
details. And so he's going to cite it with facts. And he said, and then Ehrlichman's going to follow up on any questions Shore says on the basis of, Mr. Shore, I had the misfortune to watch your analysis of the next 4 years, and it's absolutely clear that there's no way I could satisfy your...
Was Shore's analysis based on economics?
Everything. Anything. It got so bad, apparently. I haven't seen it, but I've been told that we should all see it. Just in case... No, no, they say we should all see it. So that, yeah.
Read it.
And so we save it so that our soft-hearted folk ought to see it, so they don't ever...
Oh, that's right. I want to see it. I'll tell you the month I want to see it. I want to see the new cabinet. I want to bring it.
Yep.
People like that that are new.
So they don't take it.
But it finally got to the point where he said, well, I'm worried about such and such. And Severide interrupted and said, Dan, you're worried about everything, but let's look at what's happening.
Oh, good.
Or something, you know, kind of caught him for a little bit. That even Severide was getting embarrassed. Sure, sure is a...
Well, let's face
fortunately, he doesn't really do us as much harm. He's so clearly partisan that there's no question.
As a matter of fact, Bob, as a matter of fact, you're quite aware of the fact that when we were looking into him, and we were looking into him,
yeah,
he was not for a job. Just
that's right.
Actually, we were looking into him, Rose, because of national security. Everybody remember the leaks from,
yeah,
from the North Vietnamese, and his name happened to come into the damn
yep.
I think with all probably has a very serious security risk.
Well, that we had some evidence of that.
That's right. Remember?
I always think he is.
See the North Vietnamese. So that's the whole deal.
And so it wasn't either an FBI investigation, and it wasn't for federal appointment.
No, well, that's the point is anybody's for a federal appointment. But the FBI thing was solely a dumb thing on their part. They were just simply they were supposed to make a repeat check to see what the whether he was making these contacts with the North Vietnamese.
They blew that.
But anyway,
and they
but the point is, Shore started long before that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the point that people say that it's because of that Shore became bad. Shore was a violent partisan long before that.
Oh, he was a violent partisan when you were a senator, when you were a vice president. I remember seeing him at some kind of thing. And he was so against the, you know, Eisenhower and you and everyone that I walked away from.
You know why they're dying? Because we won the election. Their
candidate, that's it. It's so
their candidate lost and we won. The thing they stood for lost, and the thing we stood for won, and they just don't like it was in.
And they're gonna like it less and less as time goes on.
Right. Although someone said that now, Cronkite, some of those guys are trying to pull back and say, well, they do, you do read, they can't give you all the news, and you do need to read the written word. And,
oh, yeah.
I didn't turn the news on.
You understand when I say that I don't want our people to deliberately turn on something nasty and put it, the purpose, my purpose is, I don't want our reaction to these people to be irrational. I want it to be like Ziegler's. The great strength of Ziegler in that press room is that he never gets emotional, but he's cold, ruthless, and vicious when he lands, but he's icy. Now, when you get emotional, then you're in trouble. Now, if people sit and look at some son of a bitch,
oh, that's right,
they're going to get awfully emotional. Now, I don't understand, you won't get emotional, though. But the reason, as a matter of fact, I didn't look at it for other reasons because I can get a hell of a lot quicker.
Well, historic your view.
And I know what it is.
Yeah.
I can predict what they're going to say. But I agree that the people who need to be indoctrinated by God have them see it. Then they'll know what they're up against. I agree with you on that. You know? See what I mean? But people should not run around the White House here. Always a hanging crazy. They're never that bad. Right, you remember the time of Cambodia? You remember the time of the May 8th thing? You had some little problems yourself? It'll all pass. There's no
violence on the
people around here to go around with their damn...
Yeah, but you also don't have to smile and go around here assuming everybody's treating us right and that we can trust them.
No, sir. I want them to be strong and vigorous and so forth. But there's no reason to think that that these guys do represent what the people of this country think.
There's no thought of that. It's just to make sure we know how little they do represent what the people
think. And be surely violent.
That's right. And these new people are going to be running into these people at social events.
And they know it. They know. I wrote letters for them, you know.
And I told them, and I asked them what they had done for the president.
Yeah. It's exactly. Jean Ehrlichman's on the symphony board. She was giving me a bad time about the symphony thing. And I said, would the symphony be in existence if it weren't for the president? She said, oh, no, he saved us. He coming over and studying them when they were trying, they were in their last despair. I said, and what has the symphony done for the president since then? And she said, well, we're doing these wonderful programs for the black children in the district. And I said, yes, they're showing us a lot of gratitude, aren't they? 27% of them voted for him.
No, but beyond that, not just the blacks. The whites in this town. The whites in this town. We didn't get to have the whites in Washington, D.C. See my point? What you really had there, and the chairman of the symphony was from us.
Dave Krieger, sure.
Wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Well, does she know that?
He's, you know, got to
go. Now, maybe the chairman of the Philadelphia Symphony is forgotten. I don't know. Most of the
doubt that.
But I do know this. I do know that Armand is for us.
Yeah, so is Clyburn.
Durant may have been for you, too.
Durant, I don't know.
Clyburn's going to play the Greek concerto. Is that what you'd like him to do?
I don't care.
It's a long concerto, but that's what he wants to do. You supposedly like the Greek concerto. Did you ask for
it? I like the Polonaise better. I like things I understand. It's been played time and time and again, but he can do it better than anybody in the world.
Would you rather do the Polonaise?
Yeah. Plays more. You see, Greek basically is Scandinavian. And the Scandinavians are no damn good insofar as the issues we're concerned about.
Poles are.
And the Poles are our friends. We're part of the new majority. I'd like the Polonaise that they could have. And frankly, I also like anything. I like the Tchaikovsky piano orchestra.
Well, but they're doing the Tchaikovsky, you know, the 1812 for the finale. So you've got a
Tchaikovsky.
Yeah.
But not the... there are two Tchaikovskys. But go ahead. I would personally prefer the Polonaise if you could do it. But Greek's all right. Greek is like Mozart. It's frankly for the fashionable kind of people that sit around quietly and don't understand it and act as if they did. I play with Greek and Mozart both and don't like either. That's to be perfectly candid.
They're doing a Beethoven. You won't be there for that though, I guess. Beethoven
is all right. At least it's got character. But you understand? My views on this are very different. I mean, when I was in Paris, they had all this name Mozart, that ambassador.
What Armand wants to do in the opening of the second half is he wants to do a medley of American music.
Yeah.
Not symphony music, basically. It'll be America the Beautiful and some things like that, that with the symphony orchestra, special.
Great. Tell him to do things that people can understand. That's why the Polonaise
because he mentioned Iran. He was at Annenberg's New Year's Eve party and mentioned Iran that he was a little... He'd gotten several different inputs as to what the president wanted and didn't want and all that. He wanted to do whatever you want, but he didn't know what it was.
Well, tell him that, generally speaking, that I like exciting music, that I don't mind a little modern stuff, but I like music.
Well, they're doing an Aaron Copland for the opening thing, and you won't be there, and that'll take care of the modern Americans. Well, it's not modern, but it's that type of music.
As much as I'll go for a modern, as again, Grand Canyon Suite, which I think is not bad, and at least I understand that. Copland I don't like, but he's a great composer, if I understand. Now, I'm not really up that much up on it. It depends on the damn... As a matter of fact, my favorite record is still The List of Preludes, but I understand Erotic said that Hitler used to hear those.
He played them before he went into battle.
You sure?
That's
the point is, did he play, he wrote a lot of preludes, did he play that, or did he just play List? Hitler also liked Beethoven, didn't he? In other words, he rule out a composer,
yeah.
Stalin also liked Tchaikovsky, right? Well, don't get into List prelude thing. If somebody says, good God, Hitler said that.
No, it was just the thing of the List prelude that he played, you know, it was sort of his war music. Like used to use Wagner for his what's her name music.
Period. Symphony thing and the rest, and Washington, D.C.
you're not going to